Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
Hi, 14211.
Okay, thank you. Pardon me one moment, please.
Yes.
And may I also have your first and last name, please?
Darlene Rainey.
All right. Thank you for that information, Ms. Rainey. And one moment, please, while I access your information.
Okay.
All right. I'm still accessing information.
Okay.
Okay. I do apologize for the wait. It'll be just another moment or so.
That's okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. All right, let's see. I do apologize for the wait. It'll be just another moment. Okay, Ms. Rainey.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ms. Rainey, for security purposes, please verify your address.
130 Hagen Street, Buffalo, New York, 14211.
Okay. Thank you for that information. I've gotten an account located that shows your name and partial address here.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows that you're calling us about the, let's see, if this is a
mission.
Okay, well, this one shows a sweepstake offer for the KitchenAid product.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. How can I assist?
It arrived in Buffalo via FedEx. And apparently there was a transition to USPS shipment. The delivery was Friday, December 16th. And I'm just wondering, you know, if there was a transfer to USPS, is there a tracking number for USPS so I can know when it, you know, when it's coming, when to expect it?
This account does not show a that anything was shipped. It does show the $5.74 that you paid. That was entry into the sweepstake. You have to actually you have to actually win the item, but it doesn't show a tracking number.
So there was nothing sent. So I don't know what came out of California then. I don't get it.
Yes, ma'am. There's not a tracking number here. With this, I think you get... I think like within 5 days. Well, I don't think you just get 5 days to win it, but the offer comes with a shopping store membership.
But yeah, I called last night, and the gentleman was able to verify that this item was shipped. There's an order ID, and then there's a reference number on the. And then there's a tracking number, so I don't know if it's in a different system for me, or...
He provided you with a tracking number?
He didn't, but he verified that it was sent, FedEx.
Okay, did you call this number? It's not showing any notes regarding there's been a call on this particular account.
Yeah, I called last night.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. All right, this note was put somewhere. It's December 13th. It says, called in to ask about promotion. Mentioned website. Called in regarding the charge and form. All it has is inform the item. I don't know what that means, but it is showing a call in, but that was a very brief note. But there is no tracking number.
There's no detailed notice, and then that's you know, the lack of communication is just awful today. But you know, let me just ask you this here. If there was anything received, would it be coming out of Tustin, California?
Actually, ma'am, do not know. We're the call center. We're 24/7, but we provide customer service to about 400 online companies. So once a customer wins the item, I'm not sure where it's shipped from. I'm not in the warehouse.
Yeah, this is amazing.
But
it's amazing that, you know, if I give you an order ID, would you be able to look it up by the order ID?
No, ma'am. The only order ID it shows is for the product. Now, the order ID for it was 263-252-797. Yeah, that's the order ID for it, but that's the only thing that it would show here. If there was something that was shipped, it would show a tracking number in the account, but I'm not seeing a tracking number. So if he had a system that I don't have, I'm not sure. That's our sister call center, but I'm not finding a tracking number.
This number is here. Let's see what number am I down here?
Yes, ma'am.
So every time I call this number that I'm on with you, is it it's going to take me to a different place, or this is wild? You know, I can't even track a package that this one to me. I mean, it obviously it's from you. You know. This is one can confirm and the other one says no, and you know, this is
the $5.74, if it helps any, it's not shipping and handling. It could be shipping, it's entry into a sweepstake offer.
Yeah,
so that's
okay. All right, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.